and welcome back. Hour number three, and we could spend this with the always amazing David John Oates on reverse speech. Just fun every time. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you this evening?
I'm about the same as I was last time we talked. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Nice to be back home in my own office, in my own desk, in my own house.
You are home. Oh, good.
Back home in Adelaide. Back home
Very
in
good.
Adelaide.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, how's it been? It's been crazy on the news scene. I don't know how Naomi's been doing, but...
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on. I'm trying to catch up on it all myself, actually. So, we got a good batch of reversals again tonight.
We got any John Bolton in there?
John Bolton. No, I do not.
Oh, my. He's the big story. We got to get John. Oh, yeah. He's Trump's new national security advisor.
Oh,
he's
right.
One of the most dangerous people on the planet, according to a lot of analysts.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just make sure Naomi's listening.
Yeah. John Bolton.
We'll put him on the list.
He is the ultimate war hawk.
Oh, right.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay.
Now, Trump is completely surrounded by neocons. That's it. End of story. H.R. McMaster is gone. Right? Rex Tillerson is gone.
Yep.
Right? Now we got, my goodness, John Pompeo in at state and the amazing John Bolton in at NSA. These are very dangerous times.
All right, well, he's on the list. So there you go. Okay. Well, we've got some reversals on Tillerson's firing, departing, whichever way you like to call it. Fired, wasn't he? So
apparently, the people running the show, of which Trump is an integral part, didn't like the direction that Tillerson was pushing, which was a little more diplomatic at times than straight out neocon war threats. So he's gone. Bolton has no problem. He wants to destroy Iran, North Korea, anybody. This guy is really a warmonger. Very dangerous man.
So who's the new Secretary of State? We don't have one yet then, do we?
No, we'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead with whatever you have.
Okay. All right, so here's Rex Tillerson on being fired.
Whether you're a career employee or political appointee, we are all bound by that common commitment.
And here he says, and my head up.
My head up.
In other words, and my head's high. My head's up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And my head's up. Yeah. My head's high. You know?
Now, getting back to Secretary of State, it's the CIA director. It's musical chairs. While you were in transit, they kicked Tillerson out and brought Pompeo in.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you see, I don't know, do I? Okay, all right. I'll need to catch up.
I was wondering to see if... Tillerson said anything about Pompeo.
Well, let's continue on. We got a few reversals on him here, so here's the next one.
Nothing is possible without allies and partners, though.
And here he says, government of this ally, idle. What a strange reversal. Government of this ally, idle.
Often is ally, idle.
Well, it's clear, too.
Often is ally, idle.
You know what I hear?
What do you hear?
I don't hear. What do you hear?
Well,
you
government
first.
Of this ally idol. But also, actually, on that heard that listing, I heard offers. Government offers this ally.
Yeah.
Idol. Now that's what you heard too,
yeah.
Right?
Offers, or yes. Yeah. Let's play it again.
That's what I heard. So, the government offers this ally idol. If that's what you heard, that's what I heard the second time around. Okay, so here we go.
Government offers ally idol.
No, yeah. I got it.
It's ally idol.
It's OFT, silent T, ENS. You can hear the NS as clear as day.
Government offense.
Listen for the listen for the NS. Yeah, you'll hear it.
Government offense ally idol.
So what does that mean?
Well, it means the government's offering an ally idol. I don't know. I don't know how offense works in there, but that's what I heard, offense.
Anyway, okay, all right.
So maybe that was a miss. That is definitely offens, I believe.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well.
And you got to get Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, very dangerous. War is far more likely in the Middle East with him.
Okay.
John Bolton and Pompeo might unleash the whole thing. They're crucial.
Okay. Gee, I wish I had time to do all this stuff. I've got a full client load now, Jeff. I'm booked solid.
Well, you should be. The word's finally getting around that this is for people who want the truth, right? These aren't this is not for people who want to be conned or want to play victim or just want to have somebody say, "Oh, poor this or poor that." No, this is a real deal.
Oh, no, it is. Yeah, it is indeed. Yeah, the word's getting more and more. We're getting more and more inquiries into the office. So that's good. All right, here's a very simple reversal. Here's the Fords.
To acts of kindness towards one another, to honesty, and the quiet hard work that you do every day to support this government with your tax dollars.
And this one says, I'm Rex.
I'm Rex.
That's a step in the right direction. He at least knows who he is, right?
At least knows who he is. All right, here we have the next one.
I will be meeting members of my front office team and policy planning later today to thank them for their service.
They edited it. Oh, dear, a tongue twister. They edited it out. They edited it out.
That's right there. What did they edit out? That's the question.
That's indeed. Let's listen to the folds again. Maybe that'll give us a clue. Here we go.
I will be meeting members of my front office team and policy planning later today to thank them for their service.
They edited it out.
They edited it out.
Wow.
They edited it out.
Something was going to do.
They edited it out.
It's, you see, and that is so perfect. They edited it out. It's all there. Every single syllable is there. They edited it out.
Yes. It was actually, when Naomi sent it in, she didn't have the it in it. And I listened to it and said, what's that extra syllable there? And then Jeff picked it up when he went through the final check. So
right.
They edited it out. Out. There you go. Good on you. All right. Okay. So whatever they edited out, it's gone.
Something. That was an inside look at, big power politics. Something got taken out, edited out, removed from the agenda. He was not going to talk about it. That's it.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. Yep. And here's Tillerson again.
Proud American. Proud of the opportunity I've had to serve my country. God bless all of you. God bless the American people. God bless America.
And here he says, we'll beat the crime and sell God. Heed a law, sell God. Gee, a long reversal. I'll say that again. We'll beat the crime and sell God. Heed a law, sell God. Here we go.
We'll beat the crime and sell God. Heed a law, sell God.
It's all there.
What be confirmed is held back. Heed a law is held back.
What is the second part? Heed a law and sell God.
Correct. Yes. Long reversal. I'll do it again.
What be confirmed is held back. Hey, the loss held back.
Long reversal.
Okay, give me the first part again, David, please.
We'll beat the crime.
All right, so what are they saying here? He's God bless America. They're hiding behind God again. It's all God, yeah, country, and apple pie. Yeah. We're going to beat the crime by being holier than thou.
And he's being a yes man. He's holding his head high. He's following the party line. He's not saying what he's told not to say. And God live and God bless America. That's basically what his reversal says.
You know, these people that say that in politics always make me cringe.
Oh, yeah.
They're so disingenuous. It's really disgusting.
Yes, indeed. I have trouble every time I hear Trump say it. Something inside me just goes, that's not right.
Well, Naomi ought to reverse a few of those. I bet there'd be something else going on.
I reckon there would be. All right, here's Trump now talking about firing Rex Tillerson.
No collusion with respect to Russia, and it was a very powerful decision, a very strong decision, backed up. I understand they're going to be releasing hundreds of pages of proof and evidence, but we are very, very happy with that decision.
And he says, oh, I shall wake up.
I shall recover.
Wow. What's he going to wake up to? What's he going to realize?
Reality?
Ah, that's interesting. Huh, interesting. All right, here he is again, on firing Rex Tillerson.
Secretary of State, I have total confidence in him. And as far as Rex Tillerson is concerned, I very much appreciate his commitment and his service, and I wish him well. He's a good man.
Huh, and back what he says, I wish you well.
I wish you well.
I'll be bothered.
I wish you well.
Yeah, nice congruent reversal.
Uh-huh.
I wish you well forwards, I wish you well backwards. He's a strange kettle of fish, Trump. Sometimes he's as congruent as you can get. Then other times, it's like, where's this man coming from? It's really
David, we went through this for a year and a half with this man. We're literally 98% correct, congruent reversals. I never heard anything like it. Right after he was sworn in, he began to become chaotic, weird, stresses, confusion in his subconscious.
Yeah.
I think it was because somebody sat him down and they told him the rules of the game. And he had a lot of stuff to process, and now he's a good boy, and he does what he's told, and they'll let him play president probably for as long as he serves their purposes.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, here's the next one on Rex Tillerson, on Trump, talking about firing Rex Tillerson.
I'm really at a point where we're getting very close to having the cabinet and other things that I want.
And here he says, little bastard.
In the basket. In the basket.
I'll be bothered.
In the basket.
So one hand he wishes him well, and the next one he calls him a little bastard.
Play that again, will you?
Yeah, sure. So here's the forwards. Or you just want the reverse?
Just the reverse.
Yeah, okay.
In the basket. In the basket.
Yeah, he's got something going on there. I think he said clear the basket.
Oh.
In the basket.
I'll be bothered.
In the basket.
You got a good ear for this stuff, Jeff.
He's clearing the basket. He's getting rid of people so he can put together the group, the cabinet that he says he wants. He cleared the basket. He emptied the basket.
Yeah, right.
You hear it?
All right, here's the next one.
You hear it,
right? I did hear it. Yeah, I knew there was something wrong with the little bastard when I first heard it. All right, next one.
gotten to know very well. So I've gotten to know a lot of people very well over the last year.
And here he says, we're gonna duck.
We're gonna duck.
We're gonna duck.
That's funny. What does this mean? What? No, wait a minute. This is, we're going to duck. What are we going to duck? Nukes from North Korea? What are we going to duck?
Something. Let's listen to the Fords again. Here we go.
Gotten to know very well. So I've gotten to know a lot of people very well over the last year.
We're going to duck.
We're going to duck.
Something's up.
We're going to duck.
Something's up.
Something's up, all right. It could be just a bunch of... There's a conspiracy to come and get him, and we're going to duck. It's going to be bad.
Hustles on Trump. Gee whiz.
We should get... Remember, Naomi, get Stormy Daniels, too, off 60 Minutes.
Yeah, I've had about a half a dozen requests.
Oh, I'm sure. I didn't see it, but I... Whatever. It's worth doing.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could do all this stuff. All right, here's Trump. I'm going to play three more on Trump. Then before we go to the rest of Naomi's reversals, I got a reversal that I found this week that I want to play that I'm very, very excited about.
All right. So
play
all right,
that.
Good.
But we've got three more reversals on Trump first. He's talking about Maxine Waters has low IQ. Here we go.
We will impeach him. We will impeach the press. But he hasn't done anything wrong. It doesn't matter. We will impeach him. She's a low IQ individual. You can't help it. She really is. We will impeach him.
And here he says, given that we got wall.
Given that we got wall.
Huh.
Given that we got wall.
Uh-huh.
Given that we got wall.
Well, he didn't get the wall.
Well, he got 1.5 million, didn't he?
Yeah, but it's only for what they call a barrier. It's a fence. Right. It's a 300-mile fence. It's not a wall.
Right.
The wall's never going to happen. I've been saying that for over a year. It's not going to happen. Forget it. You can look at all the prototypes he wants. The money won't be there. It's not going to happen.
Right.
But he can give $500 million to Planned Parenthood and break another campaign promise.
Yeah, I was shocked when you told me that. I'm a little bit dumbstruck over that one. All right, here he is again on Maxine Waters.
Wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea. I think
Maxine Waters, a very low IQ individual.
We are all here.
We are all here.
Oh, that's funny.
We are all here.
Yeah, we're all low IQ individuals.
We are all here.
That's pretty funny if that's what he's saying. His subconscious is saying, hey, we're all not rocket scientists. That's funny.
We're all here. I know. That's what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying. Hey, I'll play that again. Here's the forward.
Maxine Waters, a very low IQ individual.
And we are all here.
We are all here.
We are all here.
We're all here. Same deal. Yeah, well, he for once told the truth, didn't he?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And here he is again.
I have not called for impeachment.
Maxine Waters, a very low IQ.
Oh, that's the same one. Here he says, only a scam.
Only a scam.
Huh.
Only a scam.
Yeah.
Only a scam.
Yeah, might have been only a scam, anyway, there you go. All right, I want to play. I'm really excited about this.
This is unusual. You're going to do, I've never heard you talk like this.
Oh, about a reversal?
You found something. Well, I mean, you have presented really neat things, but this is a little different.
This is not political at all, okay?
Yeah.
I'm doing a session with a client this week, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he starts talking about past lives, reincarnation. And all my 35 years of research in reverse speech, I've never yet found any reference to reincarnation, even though I've been looking for it. And this week, I found this reversal here. Okay, so here's the forwards.
Right. Yeah. And the family thing, well, yeah, but it's also about the, it's really about the individual. You're an individual, a unique individual, unique simply by virtue of the experiences that you've had over this and indeed many other lifetimes as well, you see?
Okay. This is important section forwards. Here's the important section forwards.
The experiences that you've had over this and indeed many other lifetimes as well, you see?
It's basically saying we are moulded by the experiences over many other lifetimes. Now, when he says many other lifetimes, we hear reversal says, my soul obey them.
My soul obey them. My soul obey them.
You hear that, Jeff?
Sure.
My soul obey them.
So what he's saying is our soul obeys the experiences of other lifetimes. They are etched into our soul. Now, I'm not saying this proves reincarnation, but this is the first reversal I've found that hints at it.
That's a good find for sure. Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. I don't know. You know, I'll put it out there. I'm excited. I don't know what it means. I'm on the fence with reincarnation, but that's a very interesting reversal, that implying that our soul is affected in past lifetimes. So there you go. Off topic. Thank you.
Good one. Yeah, no, good. Good. Very good.
Yeah. All right. So back to the topic at hand. Okay. Here we have an anti-gun student speaking at Capitol during walkout. Here we go.
And when this is doomed to happen again, when in the coming weeks and months more of my peers will be slaughtered in their own classrooms.
Wow. And he says, and I get a bad mood.
Magnetized mood.
Magnetized mood.
Yeah, I guess so.
Magnetized mood.
Yeah, there's people sorting his classrooms. We'll get a bad mood.
I think the whole march, the whole demonstration was a complete CIA, NSA, whoever, intel operation. It was a setup. It was orchestrated to cover up the fact that the shooting at Parkland, at the high school at Parkland, was done not by the lone gunman, but by at least two other shooters. It's all a cover-up, David. That kid was a tool, a dupe. Was that the organizer of the rally? Do you know? Oh, are you still there, David? Looks like we lost him. All right, let's take a break. We'll come right back with David after this. Knocked off the internet there, so we're going to continue while we try to get David back. I think he's back.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Very good. All right. Let's go ahead. What's next?
Okay. All right. So we were playing anti-gun student protest. So here's the next reversal.
The adults have failed us. This is in our hands now. And if any elected official gets in our way, we will vote them out and replace them ourselves. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
I'm sorry?
What a despicable, contrived, phony. Sorry.
Well, the reversal is gone is the gun.
Gone is the gun.
Well, that's the message.
That's the message. Yeah, you hit that one right. That's the message behind the whole thing. Gone is the gun.
It's all contrived, David. This whole thing was organized. It's planned. It's a very sophisticated psychological operation. There'll be more. There'll be more.
Yeah, well, there's a reversal that actually verifies that. I'm just trying to see it. No, I'm not too sure on that one. Let's move on to the next one. This is Bernie Sanders when he endorsed Hillary. Get spooked.
Well, what did you have that might be relevant to this?
Oh, you want to hear it? Okay. All
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
All right. Okay. So here we go. Here we go. I just didn't think it was the clearest reversal in the world.
Well, let's see.
Okay. So here we go. This is Senator Kamala Harris.
Now that she's the one from California they're trying to push into Hillary's shoes.
Okay. So here we go.
Correct. And you know, we've talked about this before. I'm a career prosecutor. I have personally prosecuted everything from low-level offenses to homicides. As the Attorney General of California, one of my main areas of focus was going after transnational criminal organizations who are engaged in trafficking guns, drugs, and beings. MS-13 is an example of some of the worst of criminal gang behavior.
And she says, we're faking a bomber. You hear that? We're faking a bomber.
Something else in there.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't want to play it.
Yeah, don't know what it is.
I'll play it again. We're faking a bomber. Yeah, it's not all there.
There's another syllable in there.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so here's... here's Bernie Sanders when he endorsed Hillary. I don't know why we're looking at this one, but anyway, here we go.
Immediately, right now, we have got to defeat Donald Trump.
See, this is an old clip. And he says, missed it.
And we have got
elect
Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
And he says, missed it, which is an ominous prediction, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Missed it.
Yeah,
interesting. All right, here is Dubai. Princess of Royal Family goes missing in India after this video and blames father. Okay, here we go.
He is a major, major criminal. Major criminal. There is no justice here. They don't care. Especially if you're a female, your life is so disposable. They don't care.
Oh, yeah, this is, yeah, fair enough. And regime, I'm the mark. Regime.
Oh, yeah,
regime, I'm the mark. Regime.
Regime.
Yeah, she's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very clear.
She's very clear.
It's a very oppressive, repressive regime. Women are pushed into the corner and kept down. And yeah, she's sure.
Yeah. I'm the mark, the regime.
Yeah.
Speaks for itself. All right. Okay. Here we get Emma Gonzalez school shooting speech.
We say that pup. They say that tougher gun laws do not decrease gun violence.
Ooh, reversal. Blanker get hit, blank that. Oh, it's clear.
What's the first part, David? I'm sorry, I can't hear it. I mean, I hear the F-U-C-K part, but...
Yeah, well, the first part is the F-U-C-K-E-R.
E-R?
Yeah.
Blanker. Oh, it's one long word.
Yeah.
Blanker. Okay. Blanker, what?
Blanker get hit, blank that.
Blanker get hit, blank that.
Yeah. I'll play it again. You hear it now?
It's not blanker.
Oh, you don't reckon?
No.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Huh. I thought that was clear.
Play it again.
Yeah, sure.
Puff, not the ass hip.
I can actually hear a T. Could be Tucker get hit.
Puff, not the ass hip.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little. Yeah. It's not there though. The not blanker.
All right. Okay. No worries. Okay. So here's the same one.
You agree? Register to vote. Contact your local congresspeople. Give them a piece of your mind.
And the people love it.
The Muppet.
Yeah. See, now, look, these are all operatives, okay? All these speakers, all these kids are operatives. They know what they're doing. They're well-trained. They're groomed, like the kid at Parkland, the high school, the son of the FBI agent who moved them to that school 4 months before the shooting. That kid, very creepy-looking kid, by the way.
Well, we had the reversals on that kid, remember, that validated everything you said. So
yes. Yeah, if we run out of time, we can play those again.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it looks like a 50-year-old man with no wrinkles, that kid. He's weird-looking.
Wow.
Sorry, people can't help how they look. I understand that. But cast him into this role of all of a sudden he's the spokesman, and you start to say, wait a minute, there's something real wrong here. And then look at him. Look at the guy. He's just not normal. Not normal. He knew. Yeah, he knew it was coming. Part of the operation.
Yep. Well, the reversal's validated. Yeah. You better watch yourself in America, I tell you. I'm glad I'm back home. All right, next one. Here we go.
From the interactions that I had with the shooter before the shooting and the information that I currently know about him, I don't really know if he was mentally ill, but I still... I
don't know what this means. They had to warn you.
They had to warn you.
They had to warn you. Huh.
She says it matter-of-factly, like it was part of the operation, part of the game plan, part of the screenplay, part of the sideshow. They had to warn you. All right.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. Oh, here we have Hillary Clinton in Pakistan.
Or if you get called in by another civilian official who is saying the Americans say that there's a training camp and they are going to, you know, take action if we don't take action. Well, we'll look into that. I mean, it's
creating plausible deniability.
It's creating plausible deniability. That is my view. And, you know,
she says, I've a snake.
I have a snake.
She has a snake. Who's the snake? Got a lot of them.
Snake. A lot of snakes around.
She didn't say I am. She said I have.
Yes, that's right. I have a snake. Yeah, okay, well.
She's got one for every occasion, I'm sure.
I'm sure she does. Here she is again.
They're, you know, madrasas that are inculcating suicide bombing behavior and begin to have a different view of themselves in the future. That's the question they face.
And this one says, there's grief in this loss.
There's grief in this loss.
Ooh.
There's grief in this loss.
Yeah, she's still suffering.
Yeah, she is. She took the words right out of my mouth. She can't let it go.
I still think she's going to run again.
Oh, I can't see how she...
I know, but you wait. I'm telling you, stranger things have happened.
She'd be crazy.
John McCain was last in the primaries, and within 2 weeks he was first because the media ordained it. And I agree with you, but I'm telling you, this Kamala Harris doesn't have it. Hillary, at least, is a known commodity. We know she's a crook. We know what she's going to do. I don't know. It's all getting to be so crazy and so bad. It would not surprise me. She doesn't talk like a woman who's fading into the sunset.
Huh.
Not to me.
Well, this might be a metaphor describing her. Here we go.
Or if you get called in by another civilian official who is saying the Americans say that there's a training camp and they are going to, you know, take action if we don't take action. Well, we'll look into that. I mean, it's
creating plausible deniability.
It's creating plausible deniability. That is my view. And, you know,
this one says they lock angry Pharaoh.
They lock angry Pharaoh.
Huh.
They lock angry Pharaoh.
Yep.
They lock angry Pharaoh.
I would say she's the angry Pharaoh in there. She feels locked and constrained. That's how I would interpret it. And anyway, someone else might interpret it differently. But I think she's describing herself, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And here she is again.
That there were both retired and present active duty military and intelligence officers whose job it was, or at least as they defined their job, to tend to keep an eye on, certainly.
This one says, where worth it?
We're worth it.
Huh.
We're worth it. We're worth it.
Yeah, well, maybe she thinks she's worth running. Maybe you're right. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, she does. She wants to run again. I just feel it. I don't know. I hear it in her voice. That's what I hear.
Well, okay. I'll be surprised, but I've been surprised before. And here she is saying Americans don't deserve Donald Trump.
It's commonly said that countries deserve the governments they get. Does America deserve Donald Trump? What's gone wrong?
Well, I would have to say no, we did not deserve that. The person who is the most outrageous, the person who says the politically incorrect things, the person who's insulting and attacking, drives big ratings. And I think part of what happened in the election is almost an attraction that many people had to the role that was being played by him as a candidate for president.
This one says, be warned, yes.
Be warned, yes.
Huh.
Be warned, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be warned, yes.
Yeah, she's warning America about Trump. Okay, all right. All right, here's James Kalstrin, former FBI director.
Yeah.
Here we go.
You know, indicted so that she could remain the flawed candidate that she was, which in my view was stupidity.
Talking about Hillary, obviously, and backwards he says, and we're ridiculous.
And be ridiculous.
Oh.
And be ridiculous.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. It's all there. Oh, that's mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Play the personal again.
And be ridiculous. And be ridiculous.
Yeah, it's all there.
And be ridiculous.
I'll be bothered. All right. Next one along, we have Judge Jean Pirro says we should go after James Comey.
Further proof of that corruption is that Hillary Clinton promised Attorney General Loretta Lynch that she could keep her job.
And she says his shit.
His shit. His shit.
Yep.
His shit.
Yeah, nice congruent reversals. Here's Maxine Waters defending herself against Trump, saying she's got a low IQ.
They respected the United States of America. They respected the presidency. He certainly is not to be respected.
And they deserve what... Oh, sorry, Russell says, yes, they deserve what they get. Huh. That's exactly what the ironic reverse, exactly what the other reporter asked Hillary. Did America deserve Donald Trump? And here she says, yes, they deserve what they get. So quite ironic. Anyway. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Very good.
Yep. All right.
It was so okay. We deserve Donald Trump, right?
Yes. Well, that's what she's saying.
Yes. But does she really believe it? Yes. Seems like it.
Seems like it.
Yeah. And I still, anyway, go ahead. I've got my own feelings about Clinton. They're not done. I just don't think they're done. Even though they're done, they're toast, I don't think they're going to quit.
All right. Okay. All right, next one along.
Well, you know, this is typical of him. He is expert at name-calling. I understand that in addition to continuing his name-calling of me, referring to my IQ and calling me low IQ, that he continued to attack.
And here he says, you lock me in.
You lock me in. You lock me in.
Huh. That means he clocked her. He got her. He nailed her.
He locked me in.
You nailed me. That's the truth. Her subconscious is saying, "Oh, that's okay. That's the truth." That's what I hear.
Yeah.
You locked me in. You got it.
Okay. Next one along. Here we go.
Well, let me tell you something. If she had won the White House, I believe that given what he did to her and what he tried to do, she should have fired him. Yes.
And here she says, and I'm full of shit.
And I'm full of shit.
Slapsy Maxie.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Okay, and here she is again.
You mentioned comments about him being a liar.
He is a liar.
And grabbing a woman's pussy.
That's right.
I don't think he ever did.
He said it.
I go back to...
What grown man talks like that?
I go back to President Clinton.
I don't care about Clinton.
Well, of course
I care about this.
Of course.
Listen, I'm going to work every day until I get him impeached.
And she says, America, I'm ill.
America, I'm ill. America, I'm ill.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, and somewhere in that scrambled brain is some humor.
Yeah, I guess so. So she's full of shit and she's ill. That's what she's telling us. That's funny. And what else we got for her? Oh, here we have one where she uses Obama.
To forge military cooperation with Russia in Syria and to try to get a START treaty.
Look, you and I have a different agenda, young man. I'm out to impeach this president. Get that straight. I'm out to impeach the president. I'm not going to be diverted by people who are Obama haters.
Do you think?
And here she says, Obama, I am not in this. Oh, I don't like that reversal at all. Let me play that again. Sorry. Oh, forget it.
It's either Obama ma'am or Obama man or something.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't work.
Yeah, that doesn't work.
I have to make a request. Now.
Yes.
Friday the 30th is 5 days from now. Naomi, John Bolton, Pompeo. You what?
I can't come on the air Friday.
Well, let's make it Thursday.
No, I'm going camping for Easter.
Oh, and you don't have cell phone service out there? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, I do, but I...
I'm kidding you. Good. You go have fun. All right. But seriously, let's try for next Monday. There's too many. These are heavy hitters. Bolton, Pompeo... We've got to get those people. There's so much happening.
I'll ring you tomorrow and we'll work something out.
Yeah, if she can do this, or some of your students or whatever, these are two big things. We talked about Tillerson tonight. Interesting, nice, but it's all dead news now. And we've got these things that are breaking. Kim is in Beijing talking to the Chinese.
I
mean, we got all this stuff going on, and if we can possibly get the reversals done, it would be crucial. Bolton, Pompeo, Trump, and I forget who else I mentioned, but there's so many.
Naomi just told me to tell you that she's taking notes and she can do it. So, we'll work something out.
Good job, Naomi. Thank you. She realizes how big these are, and this is crucial. So, we'll look for... April 2nd, if possible, a week.
Well, no, see, I'm not going to be back, you see. I'm going for a week. I'm going to I'm going to Uluru, Ayers Rock, right in the middle of Australia.
Oh, when will you be back?
Well, not till next weekend.
What does that mean? April 7th?
Yes, correct. But either I can do it on my cell phone, I can get internet. Oh, look, Jeff, let's talk about this off the air, okay?
No problem. I just think that this is another chance for Reverse Speech to shine, if we can do it.
We'll make it happen.
All right. Okay, very good.
Okay,
thank you.
All right.
Thank
okay,
you, David.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
See you.
Okay. And thank you, Naomi. These are potentially momentous times, and do our best as we always do. Okay, that's it tonight. Tomorrow night, Charlotte Thompson Izzerbeat is here. Frosty is here. Another guest will be here. I haven't locked that in yet, but we're working on a number of them. Okay, gang, thanks for being here. Take care. Talk tomorrow night.